Have you ever seen, there's another thing, like you said, that stock images, they should be like pretty generic. Have you ever seen the ones where people compile like tons of pictures that are like of the same thing and give them name? Like, have you ever seen, women sitting alone laughing at salad? There's just like 20 images underneath of women just laughing alone eating salad. It's so weird.
That's great. I will now have to look that up.
There's a really good picture going around. Some women did it as a Halloween costume this year, and it's just like 15 women just laughing at salad in a room. It's so bizarre, but it's brilliant. And they have like a fake, you know, those like watermarks that are over all the stock images sites. They have like little things on their heads that have the watermarks on them. That's funny.
Webcomics Company Podcast. Visit www.webcomics.co.
Hello and welcome to the Webcomics Company podcast. With me, I'm Luke Healy of SwaneeNook.com, and of course I'm joined by the super talented James Spence of girlsinspace.co.uk.
Indeed, yes, thank you. Hello.
Yes. And Zoe Robinson of ZoeRobinson.com.
Hi.
Yeah, all of your sites are linked on ZoeRobinson.com, aren't they?
I hope so.
Oh, then good. Yes, that's acceptable for that to be the URL that I give. Today on the Webcomics Company podcast, we are going to discuss hiatuses. Is that the plural? Hiatuses? Hiatuses? One of them.
Hiatusai,
the dreaded webcomic hiatus, which I think that if somebody has managed to avoid this, then I tip my hat and other sort of gestures of respect, because I very much respect someone who can keep a comic going forever and ever and ever. Shall we begin?
Yes.
I really don't know where to go from there. I mean, okay, so Zoe, I know that until tomorrow you're within this group that currently we all have something on hiatus.
Yeah.
So why don't we maybe talk about our hiatuses, how long they've lasted, and why we are such terrible human beings. Zoe, do you want to go first? Since your hiatus its end is approaching.
Oh, the amount of times my comic's been on hiatus is terrible. I think I actually hold the record for longest hiatus on webcomics, which is 8 years, and that was for The Life of Nocte Mouse. Then all of the house went on a couple of months hiatus when I was doing a management course for a few years back. And Inkproof Cannon went on hiatus after 6 episodes. So that was so successful.
Now, an episode, we'll clarify what an episode is.
Well, the thing about Inkproof Cannon is it's not one comic. It's 5 comics. So each installment is a different episode in one of the comics. Okay. So I can't really say it was like six comics, because it was different comics.
Okay. So it was 6 updates, I suppose.
6 updates. That's a good idea. That I could say that.
No, I just I wasn't completely sure what you meant by episodes.
No, that's fair.
So you've had experience with the hiatus. You're not new to the game.
No. I'm a veteran at the hiatus. It's always difficult to decide that you have to put a comic on hiatus, I always find. Because I always have the worry that when I come back, people won't be there anymore. Because it's usually the case, especially after 8 years.
Yeah. Yes, I can imagine that would be a worry.
Some of your readers may have died in that time.
Yes, they probably did.
So were these planned or unplanned hiatuses?
The only one that was planned was when all of the house had to go on hiatus because of the management course that I was on. So I tried to get a buffer for that, and then it ran out while I was on the course.
Right.
So how about yourself, James? Girls in Space is currently on hiatus for reasons. Obviously you decided to go on hiatus because in advance, but tell the listening community why that is, I suppose.
Yeah. My original plan had been that I was going to carry on Girls in Space without any interruption. I'm a new father, and when the baby came along, I was expecting that Girls in Space would go down from 2 a week to 1 a week, and I had a nice buffer, and I kind of thought, this is great, this will last me a good long time. But then another project suddenly came out of the blue, where I was doing toy reviews for Toys R Us, basically, because the Toys R Us reviews gave me free toys, and because I had the baby, I kind of thought, well, this is maybe a good project to do. It's a project that only runs for 6 months, so there is an end in sight. So so basically, I let the Girls in Space just run through what buffer I had left of it, and then I've been just working on these toy reviews ever since. I had done a little bit of prep for the hiatus. Basically, I went through my hard disk on my computer and looked for all the scrappy old comics that I don't currently have online, and I kind of knocked them together into sort of scrapbook pages, as I called them, and scheduled them to run from the time I went on hiatus, basically until December when the toy reviews come to an end. It's a little bit of a cheat, I have to admit, but I kind of hoped that it would mean that there would still be traffic coming to the site and that people maybe wouldn't forget too much about it. And I also put out a request for guest art as well. So it was a few things to try and keep Girls in Space in people's minds while I'm out of the picture, as it were.
I do like the scrapbook effect that you've got on those pictures, and the Dr. Sheep ones are actually quite funny.
Yeah, the reason I'd kind of taken them off in the first place was just that the artwork is pretty poor, to be honest. A lot of it's basically the very first attempts I ever made at doing comics, and the good thing about doing the scrapbook thing is I was able to go through the archives and just pick out the ones that I thought were the best written. Not that there were some that weren't particularly brilliant, I have to admit. I was able to take kind of the best of the lot and present them without the drawbacks of having to show the many, many, many terrible, terrible strips that would have you clawing your own face off just to avoid looking at them. So,
I thought some of the artwork was actually quite good. That Small World one from Dr. Sheep, that was brilliant. The cross-hatching and things on that was great. I loved it.
Yeah, the funny thing about these scrapbook things is, I mean, Dr. Sheep and the Aardvark, it itself went through numerous hiatuses. In fact, it had 7 hiatuses. Each time that I took a break from Dr. Sheep and the Aardvark, I kind of... I tried to improve the artwork as best I could. So at the beginning of this kind of scrapbook phase, the artwork is really quite atrocious. And then gradually, as it kind of moves towards December, you'll see that it kind of gets a bit better and a bit better. So now that we're here at the end of October, we're sort of starting to get to the phase where I was getting a bit more confident about drawing and hopefully getting a wee bit better at it.
How often do these scrapbook pages post? How often do you have them coming up?
Usually I just put them up once a week.
Oh, cool.
And the only time I change that is if someone, because I put out this call for guest strips and guest art, if someone has provided any of that, then I'll post that on the day that the update would go live, but then I'll do 2 scrapbook pages the following week so that I've got just... so it keeps sort of more and more content on the site, and hopefully more people will, or people won't get too far away from Girls in Space. And I've been trying to sort of, as I've been putting it up, occasionally sort of saying, oh, you know, I've Girls in Space, it's coming back in December, I've got some good ideas and there's going to be some good stuff and all that. Big it up a wee bit.
Can I just say, all right, okay, this, to anybody listening, this is the correct way to handle a hiatus, okay? This is how to do it well. You still have content on your site. Obviously, people are still coming because the latest post has 15 comments on it, which is, like, really good for a site that's not updating the main comic, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the stuff you're putting up, it's you know, it's I laughed. It's funny. It's worth the chuckle, you know what I mean? It's not a ton of... And you told everyone that you were going on a hiatus beforehand. You said why, and you said for how long. So you've checked all the boxes on how to do it well.
I should say that the numbers have fallen enormously, though. That Girls in Space would get about... It used to get about 500 people a day coming to it, and now it's down to about 150. So it has taken a big old hit as a result of this, I have to say. But I'm hopeful that when it comes back, I'll be able to start clawing my way up to the numbers again. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, that is the thing about hiatus. You're never, ever going to retain your numbers.
Well,
you know?
No.
It's just not going to happen because, you know, you don't have the content that people are coming there for, essentially.
Yeah, but that's right.
The fact that you still get 150 people a day, that's... I tip my hat to you. I've done a lot of hat tipping today, but yeah, good work.
It's probably
more than
a lot
I get. That's all, more than I get for all of my comics combined.
But probably a lot of that spam bots and stuff.
Yeah, probably 140 of them spam bots. Save our egos. It's only spam bots, James. Janie Mac. Yeah, so, okay. So,
so Luke, you have also taken some notices.
I have.
talk us through your process.
Okay, well... If you have done it right, I have done it exactly wrong. I am really bad. So I think that before, maybe a hiatus is it was the wrong word for what I was doing. Like, because I did a relaunch of Swanee Nook, which you guys know, and I hope you know, people listening might not know, but I did a relaunch where I started back from scratch, and there was a bit of a gap there. But when I came back, I updated 3 times a week. For a while, and then it started to slow down. I was in my second year of college, and stuff just kind of got a bit crazy. So what I planned to do was, it slowed down to you know, to twice a week, to once a week, to basically what it says on my website now is it updates whenever possible. And I think that is the best way to put it, because I really don't know when it'll be possible again. What happened was I intended during the summer to start right back up with Swanee Nook, do it 3 times a week again. And I actually said this on Twitter, which I kind of regret. I was like, yeah, Swanee Nook's going to be back. Woo. But then, kind of like what you said earlier, James, another project presented itself. And it was kind of an opportunity that I couldn't really turn down. Right. So I ended up going off for the summer and making a graphic novel. And I'm putting the finishing touches on that at the moment. So... there's basically like no hope of Swanee Nook updating until this thing is finished. The thing is that like while I'm doing comics work, it's not really stuff that I can put online if I'd hope to sell it. So I've basically just stopped posting things on the internet. Swanee Nook, let's just say the numbers they were small before, but they are smaller now. And, in fact, recently my Project Wonderful ad box got cancelled because I don't get enough views.
Oh, no.
Yeah, which I don't, like, you know, I'm not updating it. To be honest, I'm not really expecting people to keep checking. If you are, then I'm so sorry. But, yeah, I think that the whole thing, I'm going to be hopefully restarting back up sort of start of January, I'm hoping. I'll have all of the other work done. And I'll hopefully be able to start up Swanee Nook again, and maybe even I don't know, maybe even have a book to sell to people of a full graphic novel. So,
yeah.
My hiatus record, though, is really bad. I've done everything wrong. I've done, like, you know, promising I'll update. I've done the whole, you guys, maybe I'll go back to this schedule, and then just not sticking to that schedule. And it's just, I think it's better to just sort of be honest with yourself about what you can do. I think that's where I've gone wrong.
Well, I wouldn't say you've done everything wrong, though, because you do have your RSS feed, and I, as a subscriber, I know that if you do come back, or when you do come back, then I'll be the first one there, because the RSS will kick in. So
I do have an RSS feed. I maybe should have posted something in the RSS feed that said, by the way, it's going to be a while. but, you know, I guess... Yeah, I guess that's
sort of the beauty of RSS is that people can, you know, you don't even necessarily have to do that, because it will just flag up as soon as you are back and giving us those precious Swanee Nook updates.
I guess. I mean, to be honest, most of the people who read my comic anyway were on RSS. So now that you've mentioned that, it's very comforting. but to be honest, you know, as a creator, I guess I'm not too concerned at the moment with how many people are reading my comic. You know, it's not like I'm pushing to increase my readership. Or if people are reading it and they like it, then that's brilliant. And I've gotten a few people, you know, who've sent emails and tweets and stuff since I've stopped doing it, and those people are super cool. But I'm just happy to make it, you know what I mean, right now?
Yeah.
And when I can get back to properly updating it, that's maybe when I'll start caring if people are reading it.
I mean, the one good thing about taking a hiatus to do another project is you when you come back to the original project, your brain is now, you know, a couple of points ahead. You know, you've kind of thought of all sorts of different things, and you've practice different techniques and all that kind of stuff. I saw that you posted some of your pages from your graphic novel on Google Plus, and I have to say I was mighty impressed. They looked amazing.
Thank you very much.
So I'm for one thing looking forward to your graphic novel, but I know that when you come back to Swanee Nook, you'll be employing all sorts of new skills to it. So
it could be a bit different. Who knows? It just might. I might have something in mind to make it a bit different. Secret. Who knows? Oh, my gosh. I totally don't, by the way. So I don't even know why I'm, like, dangling that there. But, you know, it's the kind of thing that, like, it's you know the old adage of, like, practice makes perfect? Because I've been working on something else, like, the book is over 250 pages long. And when you end up, you know, and I did like 90% of the work in 1 month. So when you draw 250 pages in a month, you learn a few things about working quickly. So I cannot wait to come back to Swanee Nook and actually be able to update 3 days a week and not take like 18 hours on a page. That'll be really good.
So, sorry, how many pages did you say you did there?
Just over 250.
In what period of time?
I did scripting, thumbnailing, and almost all of the penciling and about half of the inking in 1 month. Actually on the road.
That's 8 pages a day on average. I
went out with the intention to do 3 pages a day. And then it started out at about 3 pages a day. It ended up at about 15 pages a day.
Wow.
So, you know, it was cool, whatever. The thing is now that I have to go back, that I've put in all the ink, I have to go back and, like, rub out all the pencil and scan it. And there's just, like, if you could see my desk right now, there's about 5 rubbers in the little rubbings, you know, that are left behind, just, like, piled everywhere. My room smells like balloons or something, you know, that, like, rubber friction smell. It's going well. I'm going to have, actually, the... by tomorrow evening, I'll have 100 pages completely finished, scanned and digitized and all that jazz. So
fantastic.
It's going pretty well. That's my hiatus. Although I still feel terrible about not updating Swan Enoch, you know, the way, because you just do.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. That I mean, Girls in Space, I'm just itching to get back to it. And it's sort of strange. Part of me almost feels like I've sold out a wee bit by sort of pursuing something material instead of just carrying on with the story I wanted to tell. But I guess I'm, you know, just putting a pin in it for later, not really giving up on it or anything. So.
Sometimes you have to take a break to go and do something that's a one-off opportunity.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that was the way I saw it, was that if I didn't take the opportunity, then I probably wouldn't get it again. So yeah, and it has been really worthwhile. You know, it's been great for even just for doing the comic. Like, sometimes you really kind of have to sort of think about how you can convey a certain, you know, a review in a particular way, and sort of highlight the good bits and all that kind of stuff. It's quite
It's really interesting, actually, to see reviews in comic form, because it's not something that's usually done. I've never seen it before.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting to see how you've handled it, you know? There must have been a challenge to that.
There definitely has been. I think, for the most part, I've tried to kind of put a punchline at the end of each one of them, and sometimes the product lend themselves very easily to, you know, putting something in, and sometimes, you know, it's very difficult to kind of just think of a way of wrapping it all up in one line that kind of leaves that leaves the audience sort of going, oh yeah, that was worth 3 days.
I can imagine that, like, children's toys, you know, they're not like great sort of comedy props, you know.
No. and it's strange as well, because, like, sometimes something will come in, like, I got sent a Playmobil toy that's it's like this secret spy lair, and I looked at it and it's just so intricate with all these little sort of you know, levers and figures and wires and all this kind of stuff. And I just looked at it and thought, oh no, I'm going to have to take hours and hours and hours just to draw this thing. I'm starting to really like it when I see toys coming in that just look like big blobs.
Yeah. That's actually funny you should mention that, because I was drawing a thing this morning. I'm currently just tidying up the last few pages of Paris in my book, and I was like, you know, if I had to draw one more Parisian street, I would sort of start like tearing the pages up. And I ended up just like stuff just gets sort of more impressionistic as it goes on, where, you know, like a line here and there are representative of something much more complicated. So also, you may happen to notice that there's a lot more sort of trees than there are actually in Paris, because trees are very quick to draw. So I feel your pain. I feel it.
Well, one thing that I've never employed in Girls in Space, except for backgrounds, but I employ heavily in this toy review one, is image reuse. Anyone who decides to read through the toy reviews will see the same six poses of me in just different layouts, just different orders, basically. So it's kind of... It's been out of necessity, just for trying to get it done in the time that I have available, basically.
I have to ask, though, Luke, during your graphic novel, have you had your characters arrive at the Pompidou Centre?
I did the Pompidou Centre this morning, actually. I did that page this morning, yeah.
How complex is that building?
I drew it from the inside. Did not want to draw that. Although I did have to draw like an exhibit that was like a giant mushroom. Which was also, you know, it's really hard to represent like a modern art in cartoon form.
Yes.
It's all sort of like scratchings and paint splashes, and, you know, that's that represented a very unique challenge. So there's a lot of sort of my head covering a lot of the art back in the head, serving it. I also had to draw, this is funny, because I went to the Musée d'Orsay, I don't know if I'm saying that right. It's like the the second big fine art museum. It's where all the impressionists and the expressionists and stuff are in Paris. And I had to, you know, Van Gogh's like famous self-portrait. I had to draw that in cartoon form, and it just looks like he has severe problems. So it was interesting to try to reinterpret the work of some like a great artistic masters, and me, I'm just here like these little dots for eyes and stuff. It certainly makes one feel slightly inadequate.
Yeah. If you ever look at earlier all over the house when we went to colour, there are a few Salvador Dali's and a constable in the background in some of them, and I kept thinking at the time, I'm making a complete pig's ear of these masterpieces, so now they don't turn up.
I get that. It's hard to recreate a masterpiece, you know. A masterpiece is for a reason.
Yeah.
I can't even draw hands right, so.
Zoe, can I ask, we've talked about sort of going on hiatus, but you're just about to come back from hiatus.
Yeah.
So how are you planning for that? Or are you just going to launch straight back into it as if nothing had happened kind of thing?
Well, the biggest problem I've got there is I didn't really have much of a choice. I either launched back in as if nothing had happened and continued the story, or I had to start the stories again.
Right.
They ended up going on hiatus. One of them disappears after the first episode, and one of them's after three episodes. So
right.
I was either redo that and start the comic again, or continue. And I decided I liked the artwork and the ideas that were in those comics, so I'd just continue.
Right.
I basically spent the last few weeks planning, how can I continue the story? What was the idea behind the stories, and what can I do to continue them?
Did you have the script sort of written in advance? Like, are you picking up from a script that you were working on, or is it more like a sort of jotted down kind of notes?
It's all notes
in your head, right?
I don't script out an entire script unless I'm sending it to the artist for one of the comics.
And right.
It's all basically in my head with a few notes here and there. So it's a case of what was I intending, and can I continue that? Oh, excuse me.
That's you.
I saw that coming as well. It's like, oh, when's she going to sneeze? Because we have video here for the people listening. Okay, sorry. That was a weird sort of observation.
I'm recovering from a cold.
Have you guys got video? Because can you see me?
No, I can see Zoe.
You've got an exclamation mark on your name. I'm not sure what's going on there.
Well, I'm still using the old version of Skype.
Right.
So that's probably why I should probably upgrade that then.
Yeah, if you upgrade, you'll be able to get the group video chat.
Ah, cool. Right. Oh, well, that's something
pretty
I'll
nifty.
Do.
Usually Matt ends up crashing it for me, though.
Yeah.
Everyone else can see everything. You just get like a frozen frame of Zoe and Matt just kind of in like a really awkward position because they're in motion, you know?
Well, like that.
Oh, I just realized we should have mentioned that our usual cohorts out here, we should give their links out. Oh my gosh, I'm going to do it right now.
How soon we forget.
Oh yeah. You know, we gave yours out, James, so they deserve the same, okay? So we are frequently and usually and almost always joined by Luke Searle of LukeSearle.com and Matt Dyson of Mukio.com. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, good. That would have been very embarrassing. Especially after I just insisted. I was just like, no, we're going to give their links, and I just don't even know them.
We never know the links.
I know. Well, yeah.
There are episodes of this podcast where we forget our own links.
It has happened. It has. So, okay, here's a question for both of you guys. As a reader, and I guess as creators, if somebody is in a position where they need to go on hiatus, they very much, you know, there's just, they don't really have any other way around it, or they feel it's the best thing to do, what should they do going into the hiatus to, one, I guess, like, mitigate their damages in the sense that all their readers don't just get really annoyed with them and then stop caring, and two, basically to be, as a reader, what would you like from a creator?
Hiatus has happened. Sometimes you have to take a break because real life is not great for that. It's not a full schedule. So I don't think we can say never go, but we can say tell us. If you can tell us when you're coming back, that's great. But at least tell us that you're gone for a while.
Yeah. I think as much notice as you can give is probably good as well.
Oh, what popular strike?
There is nothing worse than sort of a creator disappearing, you know? Like I did, way. but no, like I do read some comics, and I won't name names, but it is, you know, it's not a fun sort of experience.
I suppose from the point of view of the creator, you would want to push people to your RSS feed and stuff as soon as you go on hiatus, just sort of say, look, I might not be around for a wee while, please subscribe to the RSS, or, you know, check back, or like have an email version of your RSS, just anything that you can try and hook them back once you do start updating again. Because you are inevitably going to lose a whole bunch of readers, unfortunately.
Yeah,
it's a tough situation to be in, you know. I mean, it's, you know, because I think that generally when people go on hiatus, you know, it's not something that they want, because you know, in general, people do webcomics because they like doing webcomics, and it's never fun to have to give up something that you like doing.
Yeah.
But you have to realize, I guess, that when you're going on hiatus, that, you know, people read your comic too, and people like it as much as you like it. And while you know that you can start up the comic again sometimes, it's, I guess, maybe just keeping people informed is the best sort of advice, because it's nice to know what's going on behind the scenes, I guess.
Or if you can, do what Penny Arcade do. There are times when Gabe, the artist, gets ill, or they're off at a convention, or they've gone on holiday, because people do. And normally, Tico will have someone fill in for the blog, doing guest blog posts, and occasionally Gabe will have someone doing a guest strip instead. But a lot of the time, what he does is, he knows he's going away, so he starts drawing two or three comics a week, extra, and then builds up a buffer so that they can continue while he's away. And that's nice if you can do it, if you've got enough advance warning and you've got the free time to build something up. But of course, not all of us can do that.
No.
I mean,
when
I had my buffer, I think if I hadn't had that, Girls of Space would have gone on a lot more hiatuses in the time that it had been up and running. But the buffer, you're right, it absolutely is such a huge saver in terms of just managing your time.
So
I guess, do you guys have any other things that you'd like to say about going on hiatus? Because
I suppose one other thing, certainly when I return to the Girls in Space, I'm planning on putting a few bonus kind of things up as a kind of a, you know, welcome back sort of thing, and I'll probably kick off an ad campaign as soon as it comes back as well, just so I can try and bump the numbers up again. The good thing about something like Project Wonderful is all the time that I've been away, while I've been putting up my scrapbook pages and all that, it's been just ticking away and just getting, you know, a few cents here and there. So I'll have a little bit of ad money sitting waiting for me when I come back. Not huge amounts, but enough that I would hopefully be able to do some sort of little campaign off the site. So.
Cool. That's a nice idea. And the only thing I would say, when coming back, don't be an arse about the fact that you'll have had people that have gone, well, you disappeared, I'm not going to read for a while. You can't expect everyone to come rushing back to you.
Yeah, that's true.
And neither should you. I think that I don't think you should apologize either. Maybe once, like a little sorry if it was sudden or whatever, but I think, you know, you left because for a reason, you know what I mean? It's not just like you just were like, oh, whatever, I don't care anymore. Although maybe it was. But I think in our cases, I don't think that was the catalyst where you just sort of gave up on us. But you know, like people get it. People get that you have a life.
Yeah.
So you don't really need to apologize for that. You know, there's nothing to apologize for, really. It's my opinion.
I'm still waiting for them to return with, oh, crikey, was it Smuff? Was that the name of the...
Smuff.
We've mentioned this a few times on this podcast. The longest hiatus for a strip with only one strip.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I don't know if he should come back.
Oh. Sorry, keep going there.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't know if he should come back. That one panel encapsulates everything that needs to be said.
Yeah, you're probably right.
What does it say? The best I can never remember, but it says something underneath in like the little description of the comic, like the little blog post that I always find hilarious. It does, but I can't remember offhand what it is.
Oh, I'll have to bring it up.
Have a look there. Yeah, I don't. On the subject of hiatuses, though, I guess I don't have anything to add, other than that. My bad. One of these days, you guys. Yeah. I'll have, actually, I guess, oh, do you guys mind if I use this time, this precious time to pimp something?
Oh, yes, please, go for it, yeah.
Okay, so, basically, I've been doing a portfolio at the moment for reasons, in that portfolio there are 8 books, so I've got the big one, which you won't be able to see for a long time, which is Eat the Pig, but I'm also going to be finished now a few extra books that I can put online, hopefully within the next 2 weeks. So I will hopefully have a couple of 20 to 30 page mini comics up. I'll put them on swaninook.com. There's going to be some pretty cool stuff. So check back. By the way, when I say 2 weeks, it'll be like November 10th, 11th, 2011, in case you're listening to this in the future. And they'll be up, maybe Google Plus, maybe Swanee Nook. They'll be up somewhere, and I'll tweet about it. So cool. I'll have some stuff up in the future.
Brilliant. Nice one.
Yeah.
Cool. And boo. Just in case people are still wondering what was under Smuff, it's one page, and it says cover. This is my first comic, so I don't know if it's going to be any good. And then it's got 2 comments. Daff42 says it looks great so far. And SMB Hacks says it's pretty much the best comic ever, which is true because it is pretty much the best comic ever.
True.
So much I love that this comic has been discussed more than any other comic on our podcast.
Yeah, but it deserves it.
It does deserve it. It's our
temporary literary classic.
I just wish that they'd start making merchandise from it.
To be honest, it is very merchandisable. The character, I don't know, it's a glove with hair.
It also, by the way, we should put a link below the podcast on this, but it also has the greatest rainbow drawing I've ever yeah. seen in my life. And goat Smuff, if you want to know what that means, but it'll blow your mind.
For those who want to see it, it's drunkduck.com/smuff. SMUF.
SMUF. Oh, and guys, since that was the timer, by the way, that noise a little bit a while ago.
Oh, yeah.
So, before we go, I thought we could do something cool. Is that, do you guys have any comics that you would like to recommend for Halloween? Maybe like horror comics or monster comics or something? Or
Ooh,
I can go first if you'd like a moment to think.
Oh, yes. Go first and I'll have a wee look.
Okay. The a person who I'm a big fan of, Emily Carroll, has I've mentioned her on the show before a lot, which is she has put up a new comic called Margot's Room, and it's on her website. I believe it's mcarroll.com, emcarroll, and you should read it. It's like an interactive web comic, and it's really cool, and you should go read that. I also recommend a comic called Hannah Is Not a Boy's Name, which I don't believe is updating right now, but it stars like a vampire and a zombie, and it's all about sort of monsters, and it's sort of in the Halloween mood, and it's really good, and you should read it. And lastly, MS Paint Adventures, this isn't specifically Halloween themed, but MS Paint Adventures just posted the end of Act 5 animation, and it is amazing, and everyone should catch up on that.
Cool. Excellent.
Okay, I've got a couple that I would recommend for for Halloween because they're monster inspired. Lovecraft is missing, which I'm trying to find the URL of as I'm talking. I should really have gone for the other one first, but never mind. And it's crashed by... No!
Well, I'm sure they could find it by Googling it.
I should know it. Lovecraftismissing.com. It's literally Lovecraft-inspired comic. It's fantastic artwork, fantastic story, and it's full of monsters, so it's great. And the other one is Gronk, A Monster's Story by Katie Cook, and that's at gronkcomic.com.
Cool.
I just love the artwork on it. It's brilliant. It's so cute.
Yeah, I've read Gronk, actually. So, yeah, it's a very nicely drawn, yeah.
It's mainly black and white, but it has a real sense of 3D to it. The way she draws the lines is brilliant.
I'm going to Google it right now.
I'm just looking through the comics that I read and realising most of them are science fiction and not very horror. I suppose that there's one, Scapula, that I quite like, about a kind of, I guess he's a sort of villain, but he's got a kind of horror kind of skeletal face, and it's absolutely loaded with jokes. It's Scapula by Aidan Casserly, and it's at aidancasserly.com/scapula.
My browser's closing down and breaking. When that happens.
Yeah. Has Luke disappeared?
Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah, he's offline. Right, let's talk about him. No, we shouldn't really. Is there anything else that we really need to say about hiatuses? Because I think we've covered the main bits. Basically, try to get some sort of planning and don't be an arse about it when you come back.
Yeah, I think that's probably the main thing. I think there's an element of... it depends. If you have the luxury to plan your hiatus, then it's worth planning it. But if not, then you just have to, it's damage limitation, I suppose, rather than anything else.
Yeah, I agree. You just got to make the best of it as you can, I suppose.
Yeah.
All right, well, since he's disappeared now, I don't seem to be ever getting back, and we've talked about everything, shall we wrap this up?
Yeah, I think we should maybe try and wrap it up, and we can get in touch with them via Twitter or something to let them know that it's that we've wrapped up without them. You go for it.
All right. Well, thanks very much for listening to the Webcomics Company podcast. I've been Zoe Kirk Robinson. With me this week has been Luke Healy of Swanee Nook at swanneenook.com. And the wonderful James Spence of girlsinspace.co.uk. We're missing Luke Searle of lukesearle.com and Matt Dyson of mukio.com, but they have been recording a podcast of their own while they're away at a convention, so that's pretty good, and we'll see that soon, and we'll see you soon too. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Webcomics Company podcast.
Oh, that wasn't too bad.
Hey, perfect. That was very professional, that wrap up at the end there.
Almost as if I practice these things when I'm in the back. Admitting cool. Things I probably shouldn't. Yeah.